Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Ahead of today's opening ceremony for the Paris Olympics, French officials say a series of, quote, coordinated attacks on the country's rail system have disrupted service in much of the country. Authorities say fires were set along three lines, targeting the country's high-speed rail. Disruptions expected to last through the weekend. Republican leaders working to find their message against Vice President Kamala Harris as she becomes a likely Democratic presidential nominee. House Speaker Mike Johnson among the Republicans blaming the nation's immigration issues on Harris.
We have an absolute catastrophe on the border, and it was engineered by the Biden-Harris administration.
Harris, meanwhile, picking up a big endorsement as former President Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama have endorsed her campaign. A statement from the Obamas released this morning says she has the, quote, vision, character, and strength this critical moment demands. Fire officials in California now say the Park Fire has burned more than 164,000 acres. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Summer is heating up, just like the deals at Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged steaks to juicy burgers, Omaha Steaks is your summer grilling headquarters. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale at omahasteaks.com for exclusive, unconditional money-back guaranteed packages starting at $99. Plus, get an extra $10 off with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY, for an extra $10 off. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale today before these deals go up in smoke.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, August milk down 7 to 2019, September up 7 to 2112, October down 2 to 2107, November milk down 14 to 2028. Meanwhile, cheese markets, barrels down a half to 197, 40-pound blocks down 1 to 193, one trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter up a quarter to 309 and a quarter, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 123, no trades. Dry way steady at 54 and no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher. Midday box beef prices were higher as well. Buyer demand still incredibly strong in the countryside, and that helps to support prices. Hog markets, meanwhile, closed to mixed, lower in the nearbys on some technical selling and some bull spread trades as the trade was higher in deferred contracts on the higher consumer demand. August live cattle up $2 to $188.90. August feeder cattle up $1.50 to $258.62. August hog steady at $93.77. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans mostly higher. Again, warmer and drier weather is expected in the forecast over the next week or two, and that is helping to support the markets as that could cause some stress to the row crops. The daily export wire for beans saw 264,000 metric tons of new crop beans sold to an unknown destination. Meanwhile, wheat markets were mostly lower as the euro trade was lower, and that limited any upside potential along with continuing northern hemisphere harvest pressure. September corn up 2.25 to 406. New crop up 2.75 to 420.75. New crop beans up 15.5 to 1079.5. Chicago wheat September down 9.25 to 537.75. Minneapolis wheat September down 5.75 to 605. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Grain bids at Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn $3.54. August $3.54. September $3.54. New crop $3.66. Cash and August beans $10.56. New crop $10.00. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn $3.86. August $3.91. September $3.86. And new crop $3.75¾. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn $3.88. August $3.89. September $3.81. New crop $3.76. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn $3.63. New crop $3.65. Cash beans $10.67. New crop $10.04. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.74, new crop $3.71, cash beans $10.64, and new crop at $9.99. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.81, August $3.86, September $3.79, new crop $3.73. Cash beans $10.81, August $10.83, new crop at $10.20. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.60, new crop $3.67, cash beans $10.71, new crop $10.07. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 178 to 200, Holstein fed cattle 159 to 183, market cows 114 to 140, bulls 140 to 168, calves 300 to 960, beef steers at 177 to 370, Holstein steers 130 to 362. Sheep markets from Equity, market lambs and light lambs 200 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets does 145 and down, bucks 195 and down. Meanwhile, at Sombrota, finished beef steers 187 to 197.50, finished beef heifers 187 to 199, finished dairy steers 170.50 to 178, market cows 108 to 124, market bulls 150 to 165. Hog markets, market hogs 52.50 to 77.50, light sows 46 to 52, heavy sows 50 to 52.50, and boars at 20 to 25.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compere Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compere Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compere.com. Compere Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to gradually get warmer and more humid as we make our way into the weekend today. Partly cloudy, 84 our high this afternoon. The wind south at 10 to 20. Tonight, 66. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, muggy, 88. Sunday, partly cloudy. Late day storms, 86. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now, they can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Slamming rubber, squealing gears, a jamming local country station, just a blaring on a radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning, girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the morning. O'clock, the show is in, but the fun is just beginning. She knows he's anticipating, but she's gonna keep him waiting. Grab a about to eat and then they're heading to the honky-tonk with loud crowds and line dancing. Just ain't what they really want. Drive out to the boondocks and park down by the creek, hey, where it's George Strait and real late and dancing cheek-a-cheek. Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Midnight starts a hard romance and 1 o'clock that truck is rocking. 2 is coming, still no stopping. Break to check the clock at 3. They're right on where they want to be. And 4 o'clock, get up to go. And 5 o'clock, that rooster's crowing. Hey, pickup truck, ain't going down till the sun comes up. Six o'clock on Saturday, her folks don't know he's on his way. The stalls are clean, the horse is fed. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down, she's jumping in. Hey, Mom, your daughter's gone, and there they go again. We'll be right back.
broadcasting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
No sun on the Rockies, not even the light of day. I feel that old cabin fever coming on. But I know where I'll be when Lady Luck finally blows my way. She'll put the wind in my sails and I'll be gone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Gonna sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind to Puerto no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be off to find myself once again in Puerto no one knows. When my ship comes in. Maybe I'm only dreaming, but it sure seems real. Somehow the wind doesn't chill quite to the bone. Or could it just be the fever? I'm running on an uneven keel, not losing sight of why I'm up here alone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind to Puerto no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be off to find myself once again in Puerto no one knows. When my ship comes in. Where no one knows when my ship comes in. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Where no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Where no one knows. It won't be long before my ship comes in. When my ship comes in.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Clint Black and When My Ship Comes In here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, and good morning, we have temperatures low to mid-60s across the region today, and it looks like we're going to see mid-80s once again this afternoon, and a warming trend is in store for the weekend and into next week. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also, next hour, we're going to be chatting with the town chairman of Elk Mound about the recent grant from the state of Wisconsin to fix 970th Street. We'll be chatting with him coming up in our Newsmaker segment next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside, let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM Tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The outgoing U.S. wheat chair looks back on the last 5 years. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
U.S. Wheat Associates recently wrapped up their summer meeting in Oklahoma City. Outgoing Chair Michael Peters says the past 5 years as chair have been rewarding.
Serving as the chairman or going through the chairs of U.S. Wheat, you're representing the U.S. wheat farmers from 17 different states. You're representing them overseas in several countries that we export our wheat to. We have 13 offices overseas, and each one of them serves several countries. Mm-hmm. So you're constantly over there representing U.S. wheat farmer and the quality of wheat that we produce.
He says there have been some challenges.
It's been a difficult time the last few years with exports. Our prices have been higher than, per se, the wheat coming out of Russia, which seems to just keep flooding the markets. And we hear a lot about Ukraine not being able to export, but there are still plenty of bushels coming out of that region. So for U.S. wheat, we always pride ourselves on the quality and service. So our staff over there, they have connections with mills and bakeries over there, from the biggest importers to some of the smallest ones. We don't really care. But the thing that they know is if there's a problem, they can call somebody from the U.S. Wheat Office and they will be there to help them.
He talks about how Oklahoma is one of the top wheat producing regions in the world.
We're not those I states to grow the great corn and all the other crops. And a lot of other states, they can grow wheat and corn, soybeans, whatever. But here in Oklahoma, wheat is still our main focus. Northern part of the state, they're able to grow a few other crops. But wheat is always in Oklahoma. And it's our hard red winter wheat. We have the best wheat breeder in the world. Like I said, I've traveled several countries. And you mentioned Brett Carver.
Yeah.
Everybody knows who he is, no matter where you're at. For Oklahoma wheat, we had really good yields this year. We were very fortunate and blessed to have some of the crops that we've had. Be able to represent not only the U.S. farmer, but Oklahoma farmers, where it'll been a true honor for me.
Outgoing U.S. Wheat Chair Michael Peters. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home!
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to gradually get warmer and more humid as we make our way into the weekend today. Partly cloudy, 84 our high this afternoon. The wind south at 10 to 20. Tonight, 66. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, muggy, 88. Sunday, partly cloudy. Late day storms, 86. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now, they can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You cannot impose, you can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating, who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight and whose car is parked next door. Really couldn't tell that she had another lover on her mind. See, it felt so right when she held me tight. How could I be so blind? Still you wonder who's cheating, who's being true, and who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car's barking next door. Guitar. Stolen in the shadows of the night. Though it's wrong all along, it keeps going on as long as they keep it out of sight. Still you wonder who's cheating who and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car's barking next door.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Alan Jackson. Who's cheating who here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning? Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the mid to upper 60s across the region this morning, and expecting afternoon highs in the mid 80s. Marshfield Clinic Research Institute's National Farm Medicine Center has provided Pepin County Emergency Management with some slow-moving vehicle signs, farmers. They are available for free. And they have a limited selection of signs available. They include metal, plastic, and even the sticker options. Now, all you have to do is just visit Pepin County Emergency Management Office to pick up a sign while they last. So farmers, if you have the piece of ag equipment that maybe has an older, slow-moving vehicle sign on it, it's a little bit wore out, you know, gotten a little rusty, faded, that sort of thing, you can get a brand new one for absolutely free. Just visit Pepin County Emergency Management. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by ADM Regenerations. Learn how to get paid for adopting new or continuing current regenerative practices on your farm by visiting admregenerations.com. While U.S. farmers contemplate how their harvest will shake out, Brazilian growers are about 60% complete with their second crop or Safrina corn harvest. I'll have more after this.
If you've been on the fence about adding cover crops in your farm management plan, now may be the time to take the leap. ADM offers incentives that reward you for conservation practices. Some state incentives pay over $35 an acre, and those dollars can help offset costs related to planting crops. Plus, you gain agronomic rewards, such as healthier soils, reduced erosion, and better soil moisture holding capacity. And there are no long-term commitments. It's time to get off the fence. Learn all about your state's incentives at admregenerations.com.
The startup of another day. Caring for the land to make sure it's passed down for generations. Regenerative ag practices help build healthy soil, reduce erosion, and hold moisture. Now ADM will reward you for implementing cover crops and other conservation practices with incentives that could pay over $35 an acre. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. Visit admregenerations.com to learn more.
The University of Illinois Department of Agricultural and Consumer Economics publishes a daily newsletter called Farm Doc Daily. In it, last week, Drs. Joanna Calusi, Gary Schnitke, and Nick Paulson, three of the department's ag economists, took a close look at this year's Brazilian corn harvest. While the data shows the crop is smaller than anticipated, it is still expected to be a monster. Brazilian farmers are expected to harvest a little more than 4.5 billion bushels of corn in the 23-24 marketing season, which would make it the second largest corn crop in that nation's history, despite being 12% smaller than last year's record. The reduction is primarily due to smaller acreage and lower yields here in the second crop, which accounts for about 75% of Brazil's total corn production. Adverse weather conditions, largely influenced by El Niño, also played a role in the decline. The total planted acreage for first, second, and increasingly third crops of corn is projected to decrease by 6.3% to 51.5 million acres. Yields are also expected to decline by about 6% to 88 bushels per acre. This reduction brings Brazil's corn production this year down more than 700 million bushels from last year's harvest. Both the first and second crop of corn saw acreage down about 12%, but the surprise was in the third crop, which is primarily grown in the north and northeastern states of the country. It's projected to produce about 95 million bushels. Now that's a 12% increase over the previous crop cycle. Though it is still only about 2% of total production, that third crop has potential for continued acreage expansion. Brazilian corn exports are projected to fall significantly, with forecasts indicating a 38% decrease to 1.319 million bushels, and that would be down from last year's record shipments of well over 2 billion bushels. The U.S. is expected to reclaim its position as the world's largest corn exporter, a title it lost to Brazil last year. I'll be back with more after this.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
For American farmers, the reduction coming out of Brazil, both in the expected size of their corn harvest and in their export projections, could lead to more opportunities in the global market. As Brazil exports less corn, the U.S. may see higher demand for our product. And it's a reminder that agriculture is truly global, and developments half a world away can change your bottom line. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by ADM Regenerations. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50, severely impacting your vision and robbing you of your ability to drive, read, and enjoy the vibrant beauty of life. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Specifically formulated to improve eye health, New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Only New Nordic uses wild Swedish blueberries because of their superior concentration of color pigments, which are vital to eye function and health. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements are Scandinavia's number one selling natural eye formula, but now you can find them at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. I can work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
She was a baby, sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. She had a way of getting what she wanted, but daddy knew in his mind. Pretty soon the boys would come running, it's just a matter of time. Fall, the bridge is gone.
are gonna roll. Now she changes like the weather, never stays in love too long. She'll take you to the limit just to leave you hanging on. Drop dead looks and a mind for trouble, that's all the girl's ever known. Leaving behind a path of destruction, no matter where she goes. Hearts are gonna roll, heads are gonna turn, tears are gonna fall and bridges gonna burn. Hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Don't fall under the spell of her eyes, boy, she's not looking in you. Take it from somebody who knows, moving right on through. And hearts are gonna roll, heads are gonna turn, tears are gonna fall, the bridge is gonna burn. And hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Ever since she was a baby, sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. New hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Watch her roll now.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I didn't say we wouldn't hurt anymore. That's how you learn. You just get burned. We don't have to feel like dirt anymore. Though love's not hurt, baby, it's our turn. We were always looking for tune-up with our heads in the clouds, just a little off course. But I left that motor running. Now if you're feeling down and out, come on, baby, drive south with the one you love. Come on, baby, drive south.
with News of Agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has certified the 2024 Wisconsin Potato Industry Board election results. In District 1, Eric Schroeder of Deerbrook was elected. In District 2, James Ocray of Stevens Point elected. And in District 3, Roderick Gomez of Endeavor was elected. The Wisconsin Potato Industry Board is composed of 9 growers in the 3 districts across the state, with 1 at-large member elected every third year. The board oversees the collection and use of approximately $2 million in assessment fees paid by Wisconsin potato growers. The funding is used to support the potato industry through research, education, and promotion of Wisconsin-grown potatoes. A farm summit focusing on farmer suicide prevention will be held Monday, August 19th from 11 to 1:30 at Western Wisconsin Health's main campus in Baldwin. There is a virtual option for those unable to travel to Baldwin. The virtual session will be broadcast from noon to 1:30. Farming is a stressful and isolating occupation, and the program is for healthcare, mental health care, and agriculture service providers to network with each other and learn from experts and those with lived experiences around mental health challenges. Dr. Sarah Kolbeck from the Medical College of Wisconsin conducts research around suicide, said suicide among farmers is an important public health issue. Studies have shown that in the U.S. and in Wisconsin, farmers have higher rates of suicide than those in other occupations. Farmers face stressors that contribute to suicide, and it's important for healthcare workers and others to understand those stressors to better support the farmers. Now, for more information, just contact Western Wisconsin Health in Baldwin. The Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has applauded the House passage of H.R. 8998, the Department of Interior, Environment, and Related Agencies Appropriations Act of 2025. The PLC says the bill protects the rights of land grazing permittees and reels in overreaching BLM regulations. It addresses Endangered Species Act challenges, defends local communities against land grab under the Antiquities Act, and recognizes the important role of ranchers, America's original conservationists, in the stewardship of the native lands. That, according to President Mark Rober, National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Ensley says that whether you're a cattle producer on public or private lands, overregulation from the federal government is a serious challenge. This package would support American agriculture, protect farms and ranches from burdensome rules, and protect the rights of public lands that ranchers who represent an important part of the cattle industry and a driving force in rural economy, said Isley. House Republicans have pulled 2 government spending bills scheduled for a 4 vote this week. Farm Policy News says this signals further peril for the leadership's doomed efforts to pass all of the 2025 spending bills before the August recess. The funding bills for the Agriculture Department and FDA, in addition to the Financial Services spending bill, will not be considered on the floor as originally planned. Both measures didn't make it through the House floor thanks to controversial funding levels and conservative policy riders, including language blocking abortion and contraceptive protections. One report says the Ag FDA funding bill was pulled off the House floor vote that was, quote, conservative wanted an amendment vote to re-add the controversial abortion pill rider that centrist Republicans had stripped out. Tom Colin, an Oklahoma representative, said he had heard some pro-life concerns over changes to the ag funding bill that Republicans had expected to vote on this week. That is the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to gradually get warmer and more humid as we make our way into the weekend today. Partly cloudy, 84 our high this afternoon. The wind south at 10 to 20. Tonight, 66. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, muggy, 88. Sunday, partly cloudy. Late day storms, 86. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now, they can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hold on. station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do. One time I spent a week inside a little country jail, and I don't guess I'll ever live it down. I was sitting at a red light when these two men came and got me and said that I was speeding through their town. Well, they said, tomorrow morning you can see the judge, then go. They let me call one person on the phone. I thought I'd be there overnight, so I just called my boss to tell him I'd be off, but not for long. Well, they motioned me inside a cell with seven other guys, one little barred up window in the rear. My cellmate said if they had let me bring some money in, we ought to send the jailer for some beer. Well, I had to pay him double, cause he was the man in charge, and the jailer's job was not the best in town. Later on, his wife brought hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. The first day I was there, I turned it down. Well, next morning, they just let us sleep, but I was up real early, wondering when I'd get my release. Later on, we got more hot bologna, eggs, and gravy, and by now, I wasn't quite so